Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high of 48. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 35. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. The Edwards County High School Worldwide Youth in Science and Engineering, or WISE team, placed 6th at the EIU sectional competitions yesterday. With the finish, the team now advances to the state competition, which will be held on April 22nd at Eastern Illinois University. Winning individual awards in engineering graphics were David Ratcliffe with first place honors, and Eli Berger and Molly Swordstrom each taking home third place. Cole Fischel took third place in computer science. The rest of the WISE team includes Kyle Muse, Emily Need, Allison Wolf, Adam Grimes, Camden Cowger, Avery Roosevelt, Audrey Rotrammel, Sam Spear, Jack Krause, and Zoe Barnes. The team is coached by ECHS math instructor Jeanette Zerlini. More news next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. But it's not just about convenience. It's about quality care. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
It's nearly time to spring forward and spring into savings this week at Little Giant Grocery in Carmine. Start with boneless chicken breast, a low $1.39 a pound, plus quarter loin slice free and pork chops, yours for only $1.19 a pound. Swing by the frozen section for Totino's frozen pizzas, just $1.19 each. An 8-pound bag of Idaho potatoes is only $2.99 this week. And get Doors pasta and sauce, all flavors, just 89 cents per package. Spring forward and into savings now at Little Giant Grocery, Carmine.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
In other news, 23-year-old Jeff resident Nicole M. Boyd was arrested by Illinois State Police yesterday morning on a charge of driving with a suspended or revoked license. She was also wanted on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of speeding. Boyd was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $495 bond. 28-year-old Olney resident Tommy L. Tracy was arrested yesterday afternoon by Wayne County Sheriff's Department personnel on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving with a suspended or revoked license. Tracy was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $345 bond. No injuries were reported after a two-car accident in Sisney yesterday morning. According to police reports, at approximately 8:35, a 17-year-old Jeff resident was driving north on Jones Street in a 2014 Chevrolet. 39-year-old Sisney resident Mariah L. Miller pulled into traffic from Berry Street in her 2017 Jeep Cherokee and struck the Chevy's driver's side door. No tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. 35-year-old Fairfield resident Christopher D. Johnson was sentenced to prison yesterday in Wayne County Circuit Court. He had pleaded guilty last March to a count of possession of between 30 and 500 grams of cannabis with intent to deliver. Johnson was sentenced to 2 years in prison by Judge Michael Molt, along with 1 year of mandatory supervision upon his release. Johnson was credited with 77 days served in jail, and he was also ordered to pay $2,244 in fines and court costs. 34-year-old Grayville resident Jason E. Briley was sentenced to 60 days in jail yesterday in Wayne County Circuit Court. Briley had admitted to violating his probation on account of DUI in October. He was also ordered to pay $3,056 in fines and court costs. 38-year-old Fairfield resident James T. Smith pleaded guilty yesterday to a count of DUI in Wayne County Circuit Court. He was sentenced to 18 months probation, along with 60 days in jail. Smith was credited with 3 days already served in jail. Several other counts against him were dismissed per his plea agreement, and he was ordered to pay $2,580 in fines and court costs. 41-year-old Fairfield resident Jamie D. O'Neill pleaded guilty to a count of DUI yesterday in Wayne County Circuit Court. O'Neill was sentenced to 1 year supervision plus time served, and a separate count was dismissed per the plea agreement. O'Neill was also ordered to pay $2,027 in fines and court costs. Dr. Sarah Bond, an ag educator with SIU Carbondale and Oakland City University, told members of the Wayne County Farm Bureau last night that now, more than ever, farmers must seize the initiative to tell their story.
It is so important that our voices, our stories need to be told and to get out into the community and out into the world, because who else is going to tell our story? What we do on a daily basis is amazing. The amount of technology, the amount of research, the amount of expertise that requires to be a good steward of our resources and our farms today is amazing. We need to be the ones that are out sharing what we do and how we do it so people understand how we are such amazing stewards of our resources.
Bond was the keynote speaker at the 97th annual meeting of the County Farm Bureau, held last night at the First Christian Church. In the business part of the meeting, 5 new directors were elected unanimously for 2-year terms. Seated from District 1, that's Mount Airy, Massillon, and Leech Townships, was Mark Bunnage. District 3, Grover Township, elected Jim Rush. In District 5, Big Mound Township, Nathan Vaughn was seated. In District 7, which includes a part of Keith, Indian Prairie, and Berry Townships, David White was elected. And in District 9, Garden Hill, Orchard, and Hickory Hill Townships, the seat went to Larry Reed. Wayne County Farm Bureau President David White presided over the meeting. Sisney, Fairfield, and Wayne City FFA had a successful night at District 5 Proficiency Record Books or Supervised Agricultural Experiences at Mount Vernon yesterday. Sisney had 5 winners, Fairfield 2 winners, and Wayne City 1 winner advanced to state final competition in Champaign on March 23rd. Winning individuals from Sisney were Maddie Bowen in AgriScience Research Animal Systems, Melanie Jordan in AgriScience Research Integrated Systems, Sarah Tim in Diversified Livestock Production, Alex Niekirk in Goat Production, and Joey Allison in Turf Grass Management. Winners from Fairfield were Macy Clark in Ag Science Plant Systems and Abby Lewis in Environmental Science. From Wayne City, Chastity Greenwalt took first place in Swine Production Entrepreneurship. Also placing from Fairfield were Addison Seifert in Ag Processing in second place, Hunter Doty in Beef, and Jaron Smith in Equine. From Sisney, Bailey Lewis placed second in Agriculture Education, Lexi Locke in Beef Production Placement, Colin Draper in Home and Community Development, Gideon Walker in Poultry Production, and Kaylee Konopasek in Safety. From Wayne City, Caitlin Dickey placed second in Grand Production Entrepreneurship and Colt Henson in Swine Production Placement. Placing third for Sisney were Grace Milligan in Diversified Crop Production, Zach Paul in Landscape Management, and Jacqueline Billington in Specialty Crop Production. Other chapter participants for Sisney were Caleb Smith, Malcolm Levi, and Jenna Atterbury. Fairfield Memorial Hospital has been awarded a 3-year gold seal of accreditation in mammography as the result of a recent review by the American College of Radiology. Mammography is a specific type of imaging test that uses a low-dose X-ray system, and FMH's mammography system provides the best possible mammogram with lower patient radiation dose and increased image quality. The ACR Gold Seal of Accreditation represents the highest level of image quality and patient safety. It is awarded only to facilities meeting ACR practice guidelines and technical standards after a peer review evaluation by board-certified physicians and medical physicists who are experts in the field. Image quality, personnel qualifications, adequacy of facility equipment, quality control procedures, and quality assurance programs are assessed. The findings are reported to the ACR Committee on Accreditation, which subsequently provides the practice with a comprehensive report that they can use for continuous practice improvement. The ACR, founded in 1924, is a professional medical society dedicated to serving patients and society by empowering radiology professionals to advance the practice, science, and professions for radiological care. The college serves more than 37,000 diagnostic and interventional radiologists, radiation oncologists, nuclear medicine physicians, and medical physicists, with programs focusing on the practice of medical imaging and radiation oncology, and the delivery of comprehensive healthcare services. Local State Representative Darren Bailey, attending last night's Wayne County Farm Bureau annual meeting, is not supportive of Governor J.B. Pritzker's state income tax proposal.
It's a very scary proposal. I saw no one who will be receiving actual paying lower taxes. The tax brackets are all still there. As a matter of fact, some of the lowest earners will be paying taxes, whereas they were kind of excluded before. It's $3.4 billion of new tax, and this is only a start.
The freshman representative from Louisville said the proposed progressive tax bill is out of step with the state constitution, which would likely be voted on in 2020. However, Bailey said the measure will continue the state's, quote, reckless spending, which will start immediately. Bailey is a Republican who serves most of the listening area. The area's state senator, Dale Ryder, shared Bailey's viewpoint. He said this is the same story the state has heard several times in the past few years.
This would be the third time in 8 years that Springfield has suggested a tax increase, and each time the line from the Democrats has been, hey, this will stabilize education funding, this will help us pay off our debt, and it'll help balance our budget. That formula is clearly not working. Governor Pritzker is suggesting increasing spending by almost $1 billion. And increasing taxes, increasing borrowing to increase spending doesn't work. We've seen that time and time again here in Illinois. All it does is diminish opportunity. It diminishes jobs.
Ryder said the proposal will make the state poorer, which is why he is, quote, adamantly against it. Near zero temperatures may not make people think of severe weather, but this week is National Severe Weather Preparedness Week, and March is National Severe Weather Preparedness Month. Chris Miller, with the National Weather Service in Lincoln, says even though we've seen unusually cold weather this week, this is the time of year when severe weather begins to become more and more likely. He says he hopes people will begin to think about what they will do if a tornado were to sweep through their community or even their home.
But I'll tell you, we got to get this out because this is the time of the year that we start to see these strong and severe storms. We had some popping up in many parts of the Midwest and South this weekend. So just want to remind people about preparedness. You know, just take a moment and think. This is really the main thing I want people to do. Just think, if I hear about a tornado heading toward my community, you know, think of what happened in Taylorville last December. What would I do? Where would I go? Do I have a place of shelter? You know, we just want to remind people that no matter where you are, whether you're at work, you're at church, you're at home, you're at the store, you're out traveling on vacation somewhere, hear about a tornado in your area, because if you got a smartphone, you're going to get the warning. It's going to hit your phone, even if you don't, you know, sign up for a service that just comes with all the smartphones these days. You'll get that warning from the local National Weather Service telling you there's a tornado approaching. And we just want to make sure people, you know, think about where they would go, what they would do. You know, you need to get to low ground, get to that basement, get to that storm cellar. If you don't have that, then get to a secure building on the interior so you stay away from the windows and doors. Most tornadoes are going to break the windows, blow the doors open, tear the roof off the house, that type of thing. You want to make sure you're in a small enclosed area like a closet, a small hallway, or a bathroom without windows.
Miller recommends having a weather radio in your home, which is a direct link to the National Weather Service and will have the latest on all the watches and warnings. The Illinois State Police is making improvements to its FOID card enforcement and revocation process. Kim Howard has more.
Changes include better educating police about FOID card laws and giving local departments more information about why a person's card was revoked. Acting State Police Director Brendan Kelly says they really want to focus on getting guns out of the wrong hands.
This is not an effort where we're suddenly going to go round up everybody who forgot to mail their revoked FOID card in. It can't be that because we don't have the resources to do that. But we can take action where people may show a particular threat to public safety with regards to their FOID card being revoked for a specific reason like mental health or a new felony or an order of protection.
FOID card enforcement became an issue after it was discovered the workplace shooter in Aurora previously had his card revoked, but still had his gun. And an initial background check didn't show a past conviction for assault. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Hi, this is Megan Berg with People's National Bank. Do you shop on multiple online websites? Are you tired of having to enter your card number and address for every online purchase? People's National Bank has a solution for you. Visa Checkout allows you to safely shop multiple websites and have multiple shipping addresses with just one username and password. It's simple, speedy, and a safe way to pay online. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Is bad credit keeping you from buying the vehicle you really want? Expressway Credit Express can help.
We have over 1,500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, and it's tax time. We'll help get the vehicle that's right for you, plus use your tax refund for a down payment.
Don't let your credit hold you back. It's our job to get you the vehicle you want at a payment you can afford and guaranteed credit approval.
Get your credit on the right track at Expressway Credit Express in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 42. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,293, down 179. The NASDAQ is at 7,357, down 63. And April crude oil is at $55.24. That is down $1.42. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 74-year-old Johnsonville resident Kenneth L. McKittrick died at 7 o'clock p.m. on Thursday. He had worked at the Ford Garage in McLeansboro for 12 years. Kenneth McKittrick is survived by his wife, Elaine McKittrick of Johnsonville, son Lonnie McKittrick of Jeff, four grandchildren, sisters Sandra Mark and Sharon Wodeker, both of Fairfield, brother Arnold McKittrick of Fairfield, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Kenneth McKittrick will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial in Pin Oak Cemetery, with military rites provided by Anthony Wayne Post 176 American Legion and the Wayne County Post 4535 VFW. The family requests casual dress for the service. Visitation will be on Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 90-year-old Macedonia resident Edith L. Cutright died on Tuesday at SSM Health Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. She was a retired registered nurse. Edith Cutright is survived by one nephew, three nieces, and several great-nieces and great-nephews. Funeral services for Edith Cutright will be held on Sunday at 1 o'clock p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Visitation will be Sunday from 11 o'clock a.m. until the time of service at the funeral home. She will be laid to rest at the Antioch Cemetery near Macedonia following the service. The Golson Funeral Home of McLeansboro is in charge of arrangements. 88-year-old Jeff resident Ronald B. Riley died on Thursday at Aperion Care in Fairfield. He was a member of the First Methodist Church in Fairfield. Ron Riley is survived by his wife, Ann Riley, one son, John E. Riley of Mount Vernon, three grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, two sisters, Ann New and Susie Headley, both of Fairfield, one sister-in-law, Rosalie Riley, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Ron Riley will be held at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney. Visitation will be held from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the funeral home. Burial will follow in Bistow Cemetery. Military rites will be performed at the cemetery. Memorials may be directed to Wayne County Humane Society or the Marion VA Medical Center, and they will be accepted at the funeral home. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home of Sisney is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Out of the ice age. Download Dairy Queen's app and never miss a deal on your favorite fan food. This month, sweet or spicy? That is the question. At Dairy Queen, you can get both with the sweet and spicy glazed chicken basket. What is the best time for ice cream? Anytime. But for the best deals, visit Monday through Thursday, 2 to 5 during happy hour for $2 treats. Don't forget to stop by on Mondays from 2 to 4 and play a game of bingo for a chance to win your favorite DQ treat.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Cloudy skies this afternoon and a high of 48. Cloudy tonight, we'll have a low around 35, and then thunderstorms are likely tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 62. Now look for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Cloudy skies both Sunday and Monday. Both days will have highs around 50 and overnight lows near 30. Scattered showers are possible on Tuesday. Tuesday's high will be around 52 with a low of 45.